This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's time. War of the Roses, only on the Jubal Show.
Lucas is on the phone today for a War of the Roses to catch a cheater. I guess he's been with his wife, Anna, a long time, almost 10 years, he says.
Dang.
And he thinks that she might be cheating on him, but not in the normal way. What I mean is he doesn't feel like she's cheating on him with, you know, someone that she met at a Starbucks or something.
Okay.
His email was kind of confusing. I'll let him tell it, but okay. She's cheating on him with a guy in prison?
Hey guys, yeah, I know it sounds weird, but here's how it went down. It's like we were cleaning our house for the fall, and I went up to the attic and I saw a box that wasn't normally there, so I went to go move it, and when I moved it, a couple of envelopes fell out.
And this box you'd never seen before was there. Did it look like it was hidden?
I mean, it looked like it was meant to be tucked away, but not a great job at doing it. So that's why I went for it first.
Okay.
So I opened up the box and there was like a bunch of letters, you know, and that seemed a little weird. So I started going through them and I started reading them. And then they were like these letters between my wife and this guy named Carter.
When was these letters from? Because it says like on the envelope, the date. Did you look?
So, I mean, I tried to look, but there was no envelopes in there. It was just all letters. And honestly, whoever she's communicating with doesn't really have like a good grasp on grammar, because it seemed like she was like talking to like a kindergartner named Carter.
You found letters in the attic from between your wife and a guy that's in jail named Carter.
Yes.
What was the letters saying?
I mean, it seems weird because, like, at the end of the letters, there's always like, "Oh, I can't wait to see you when you get out," or, you know, "I'm counting down the days."
Yeah, but what if this was like from her past before you?
I mean, either way, it's kind of weird. This box was like right out in the open in the attic, and it seems like it must have been sifted through fairly recently.
Do you know that she dated an inmate named Carter at some point in her life?
I have never heard of such a thing. Okay. No inmates, no Carter, nothing.
All right, and so maybe it's from her past, but it's still kind of weird that maybe she was reminiscing and pulled the box out, was reading the letters. I don't know.
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it to me.
Okay, is there anything else going on that makes you think that she might
like besides
be?
This box of random letters?
I mean, I guess now that you mention that, I guess over like the last year or so, she has been a little distant with me. I mean, I can't remember the last time we had sex, so.
What?
So the relationship isn't exactly super hot fire right now.
No, ice cold.
Ice cold. And you found letters that were tucked away in the attic when you were cleaning of correspondence between her and a guy named Carter, who seems to be an inmate.
Yes, a very uneducated inmate.
Okay. It is possible it could be a past relationship that she hasn't told you about. So did you talk to her about it? Did you go like, "Hey, so I was up in the attic, you know, how we're doing all the cleaning around the house, and who is Carter, and why are you writing a dude in prison?"
No, I didn't ask her about it. As soon as I read the letters, I figured I'd email you guys, because if it is
That was a good idea.
Yeah. Very good idea.
I like that people do that first.
Yeah. Okay, well, normally with War of the Roses Catch a Cheater, I ask people, like, have you thought of a way we could call them that wouldn't seem suspect, you know? Mm-hmm. And then we try to send somebody flowers and see if we can get a name out of them. But in this case, since somebody's in prison and we don't even know if it is, but sounds like something, I don't know, it sounds all weird. What if we play a song, come back, and then call her and just pretend to be an automated voice from... you've got a phone call from someone at a correctional facility.
Ooh.
If you want to accept the charges, press 1. Yeah. See if she accepts the charges. And then just stay silent and see if she wants to talk to Carter or not.
I think that's going to work.
Yeah?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that might be it, because if she says yes, then that's all I need to know.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then we'll see if your wife is dating a guy in prison. It's a Jubal Show. Lucas is on the phone, and Lucas... actually thinks that his wife might be cheating on him, but with a guy in prison.
Yeah.
He was cleaning up him and his wife were cleaning the house the other day, and he went to the attic where he never goes, and there was a box up there he hadn't seen before, and he opened it up and he found a bunch of letters between his wife and some dude named Carter,
mm-hmm.
who's locked up.
That's sus.
And he's not sure if the letters did. There was no dates on things, which surprises me. He couldn't find any dates. He can't tell if these letters are current or past. And he's never heard of Carter before, never heard his wife talk about dating a guy that's in prison, nothing. So he thinks it might be currently going on. All right, Carter. And remember, we're gonna just call her instead of trying to send flowers to someone and get a name out of her. I'm gonna try to be the automated voice for the correctional facility and see if she'll accept the charges. Because that means if she does accept the charges, that means she's currently talking to this Carter dude.
Have you practiced this before?
No, I've just received a few phone calls from prison before.
I haven't. So glad you're doing it.
All right, Lucas, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so I'm going to dial the phone number right now, and we'll see if she accepts the charges.
Hello?
Hello. You have a collect phone call from?
Carter.
Who is an inmate at a correctional facility. To accept the charges, press 1. To deny the charges.
Hey. Hello? Carter, are you there?
No. Sorry to disappoint you, babe. It's me, Lucas, your husband.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Oh, why are you calling me from a correctional facility?
I'm not calling you from a correctional facility. Who the fuck is Carter? Babe, what's going on?
Anna, this is actually the Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
And mine's Alex.
And mine's English Evan.
And that's your husband, Lucas, not Carter. And I think he's really curious why you would accept charges from a dude named Carter who's locked up.
I don't understand. What's going on?
What's going on is that your husband found letters between you and a guy named Carter,
mm-hmm.
who seems to be a prison inmate.
Yes.
And he was wondering why your pen pals are the dude in prison.
Oh. So you found the letters?
Yeah. Okay. I found the letters in the attic that weren't very well hidden, and I read every single one of them.
I honestly don't know what to say.
I mean, you could tell him what's going on. That might be a good way to do it.
Well, Carter is someone that I met online, on a website where you can meet inmates and become pen pals.
And, well, what do you need to become a pen pal with an inmate for? I don't understand.
Well, I saw it on a TV show, and it just kind of sounded interesting and exciting. And I'm sure that you can agree that our marriage has been kind of stale. And if you want me to be completely honest, it wasn't supposed to turn into what it turned into. I really was just trying to, you know.
What did it turn into?
There's been... some romantic exchanges.
You just sound so casual about this. Like, why don't you just leave your husband?
Yeah,
Well, I'm just kind of embarrassed. I'm not really trying to sound casual or flippant. I'm just embarrassed. Plus this is, but it wasn't supposed to be romantic when we started. It was just the more we talked, it just kind of grew into, we just have a lot in common and just a lot of things kind of lined up.
So, okay. So you admit that you have now a romantic relationship with this dude that you've been writing to in prison, Carter.
Yes. Only through letters though. I have not, I've been wanting to visit, but I haven't gone to visit him. So.
Oh my God. No. You know what? I thought our marriage was lacking, like maybe like a date night lacking, not like inmate lacking. That's ridiculous. What's going on?
I don't know. Things have just become kind of boring and stale. And I mean, he just gets me.
He gets you. He gets you. Like a guy in prison with the intellect of a kindergartner.
Yeah, why are you cheating with someone who's in prison?
Yeah.
He just has a way with words. Like his letters are just... I don't see anything wrong with the way that he writes or the words he uses.
Oh, my God. Well, then, you know what? That's all I need to know. If you think those words are romantic, then maybe I'm way too ahead of his level. Yeah, you know what? This is all I need to know. You can have him and his preschool love letters and have Carter in 10 to 15 years. I'm done with this.
15 years. I went ahead and let Anna go, Lucas. Man, I'm sorry about that.
It is so confusing.
It is really confusing.
The whole inmate thing makes no sense.
How did she even meet? She said on the internet, I guess.
Yeah, but like, that's just like emotional cheating. Like, it's just weird to me. So many questions.
Yeah, a lot of questions.
I'm really sorry that you had to find that out like that and that is happening right now. What are you going to do?
It makes me feel like complete garbage, you know? When people get cheated on, they usually like upgrade, but she went back like so
well,
far.
I guess, I mean, that's actually probably like better. I mean, what if she like started going out with, I don't know, Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
That would be way worse.
Right. Like she's not dating an NFL player or something. She's dating a prison inmate now.
Same thing, right?
I guess you're right.
Yeah. Oh, God. This is the worst.
Yeah, hey, dude, you know what? Life sucks sometimes, but you know what? It's all about stories. And I don't think there are many people out there that have that story, Lucas. Like, yeah, my wife cheated on me with a guy named Carter who was locked up in prison. And I found the notes when we were cleaning the house. Like, it's not a fun story to tell now, but when you got a new wife who's awesome to you and isn't interested in meeting an ex-convict or a current convict, it'll be a funny story to tell.
Yeah, and probably legible too.
The Jubal Show's War of the Roses.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.